make some noise for number 69, Abby.
Make some noise.
Should have thought.
Oh, Willie's making noise, too.
You got to pump it up.
That's good.
You got to pump your own tires every now and then.
You got to.
How you doing, Willie?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I could have been doing better, man. We came home with the W, but.
You know what's weird, though?
So close.
You're a Cleveland kid. I mean, how does that pull? You go home. That's got to be weird. I mean, because you're a Baltimore Raven, but you grew up in Cleveland.
Listen, I've been dealing with weird situations since I committed to the University of Michigan. So going back home.
Did Ohio State come at you?
They did, but they didn't. So at the end of the day, they didn't give me the offer. So I'm not going anywhere that I don't have an offer to. So the university came knocking. They gave me the offer. So
Big Blue. I mean, go Blue.
Go Blue. Yeah. Nice W. Mm-hmm.
What do you – I mean, look, I know Ozzie's got the pipeline from Alabama, but it seems like Jim Harbaugh's got John Harbaugh's here with you and Wormley and – you know, look, that's a good start right there.
That is a good start. But, you know, we can do better. You know,
yeah.
I feel like they could have got some more of my guys. I love my guys up in Michigan. I always promote my guys. I feel like they do a great job recruiting and getting the best high-caliber athletes that there is out here in the country.
I went to Old Mill Senior High here in Maryland, in Glen Burnie area, and Michigan came out and got a guy named Josh something or other. He was good. He was a defensive player.
Do you know? Well,
he must have watched that.
You put me on a spot.
He doesn't know him either.
Somebody, a Texas station, who was the Old Mill player that went to Michigan, first named Josh? I'll tell you in about 5 minutes.
How much does that work? Like, I mean, in a normal job, I'll be like, hey, I have a friend that could work in promotions. Does that ever happen at your level? Yeah. Like, you got to check this guy out or... Or is it just not your place?
No, it does happen because...
It happens. You check guys out, but, you know, you kind of got to... It's a fine line, and you got to just know the line.
Because what if it doesn't work out?
I know, and you don't want to sit there. Sorry. I know. Exactly.
So, with every job, that does suck, too. It's like, you know, I thought she'd be a great waitress. Didn't work out. She was drinking on the job. What are you going to do?
Hey, what was it? 2 years ago, you didn't see the field much, and then last year, you really showed out. And
stop it.
Stop. You showed... Up. Not just the Ravens coaches, but the league, that you could play football. Last year was a good year for you, I thought.
I feel like it was, too. You know, it was my first year playing in this great league. And as you get the opportunity, you know, you don't get many opportunities. So when you do get the opportunity, you got to make the most of it.
Yep.
So that was my whole mindset. When my time was called to go play, I had to go give everything I had and go out there and make plays and as many plays as I could to help this team win.
When did you feel like you were... a professional football player? When did you feel like you could either exhale a little bit? Maybe you haven't gotten there. I think you have.
Well, I guess it comes with time. You know, the more, and I won't say I get comfortable, but it's kind of more comfortable with the system, the players, the coaches. You know, you kind of could take that breath. I guess I took mine kind of pretty much going into my second year. I kind of slowed the game down. You know, working out, got my nutrition right, you know, with a lot of help from my girlfriend. So, due to her, I got my body transformed this year. A lot of people say I dropped a lot of weight. So,
cool. Yeah. You hear that?
What is she doing, cooking or nutrition advice? Is she a nutritionist?
What you doing, girl?
Well, she's a registered health coach. She do a little bit of everything. So she worked part-time down here at the Baltimore Chef Shop. So, she do a little bit of everything.
You know what's cool, though, when you can see the results and when Willie Henry starts to...
Exactly.
A little more lean and quicker.
Exactly.
Get a swim move.
Now you're talking back to D-line moves. Yeah.
So, Tennessee, they just lost to Buffalo, so they're going to be mad as a hornet's nest, too.
Correct. You know, we both great teams just going out there with a chip on our shoulder. You know, both coming off, I guess you would say, L's that you kind of, you'll want and think that we should win. But no taking away from Cleveland. They're a great team, offense and defense.
Ladies and gentlemen, the people have spoken.
Okay.
The player in question that went to Old Mill Senior High here in Maryland and then got a ride to Michigan is Josh Furman.
It just came to me, too. Josh Furman.
Willie.
I know Josh Furman.
Oh, you know Josh Furman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know Firm. Everybody know Firm.
The Firm. All right. Thanks a lot for hooking me with that information.
Yeah.
Okay, so cool. Willie, what's next for you? Are you going on the field? Are you singing karaoke?
Well, I think I have next is autographs.
Autograph session.
Yeah, I have autographs.
You just need a stamp here. Boom. Yeah, boom.
No, it's a little more personal when I get to do right. it. You know, I'm not that boozer cliche yet.
Oh, you'll actually get somebody's name.
Exactly. You know, I want to want to talk to my fans.
Do you have a catchphrase that you write?
A catchphrase?
Like a stay cool or
be real. Number 69.
Rock and roll. I don't know. Or do you just write your name?
I don't know. I guess I just write my name.
And that's
number.
It. That's
your my name and my number pretty much.
Not to
your
get
phone number?
No, just my turn.
Bye, bye, bye.
I don't think my girlfriend is like
too freaky, but why did you go with 69? What happened?
Okay. One, I liked the number since high school. But to be honest, I got the number because that 1969 was the year my mother was born.
Oh.
So it's a little... She did a little thing I did for her. So.
You know what's messed up? I'm older than his mom.
Hey, that's fine.
I'd be wearing number 65.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess if I was doing it for my father, I'd be 64. So.
Okay, all right.
Hey,
so
all
I did
that's
for my
great
mother,
idea.
So 69.
That's
so.
Great. You get a little in-depth every now and then, Marianne. Hey. I got that brand new Alice in Chains. It's a Purple Evening. Kirk McEwen, Marianne Sirk, number 69, Willie.
Yes, yes.
That's right. Yeah, so, I mean, how hard was it to, you know, become boys with Brandon Williams and Michael Pierce and everybody? Did they look at you like, I mean, did you get, not hazed, but did you have to join the club? They just don't let you in, do they?
Nah, because you got to think, like, guys like Michael Pierce I came in with.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was around. So
and he was undrafted and you were drafted, so
exactly.
You were sort of a little upper echelon.
I don't know if you'll say all that.
Because if you're drafted, you don't get cut. Right away.
True. True.
And Michael Pierce was on pins and needles.
Right. And he balled out.
Yeah.
But you see what kind of player he is.
Yes.
He's proven himself
in
his league.
And a good guy, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's proven himself in his league. And don't take it away from credit. He balled out in that preseason game, definitely against the Saints.
Oh.
Had that sack fumble.
Yeah.
So fumble recovery for
that's
a touchdown.
That's what the coach was like. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And he balled out. You can't hate on game. Yeah. Game recognized game, man. That boy can ball.
Wait, is there haze? I would feel like there's rules against all that.
Come on now.
I know. I'm like, but there's got to be rules.
They would tape guys to the goalpost.
Uh-uh.
See, I wasn't here for that era.
That era.
Yeah.
So they cut that out.
They had to cut that out. Yeah, it's a whole new world.
What about dinner? Did you have to buy a little dinner?
I did have to do a rookie dinner.
Okay.
They wasn't nice with that.
Yeah.
They wasn't too friendly.
Michael Irvin of the Dallas Cowboys had $21,000 dinner he bought.
I mean, that could be your entire season. Like.
No, not Michael Irvin.
That was all
not Michael
himself?
Irvin. I'm sorry, Dez Bryant. Yeah, Dez Bryant.
Okay, that's Dez.
Yeah, yeah. So, and they ran it up. Lobster tails.
Can you
bottles of Moet.
Fill me in? Maybe somebody else doesn't. Is it just one guy pays or all the rookies pay?
Well, they'll take a guy out. Somebody, like, if you don't want to carry everybody's pads, which is like a rookie thing, you carry guys' pads up, then if you don't do that, then they say, okay, we're going to go out for dinner.
Just
and
one person or all the rookies?
Yeah, like Dez Bryant will have to buy... All the veterans. Am I getting this right?
Well, you kind of knocking it on the head. He's kind of.
I'm around the ball.
Yeah, but I kind of. We probably was more as the defense, the front seven, kind of go out as a dinner and as a team, and the guys that on the front seven kind of pay for it. The rookies kind of pay for that whole dinner.
Okay, but you divvy it up.
Yeah, we divvy
okay.
it up. Okay, yeah.
I was
yeah,
like, one person is like 20,000.
Yeah.
Well, it depends now. Some guys only get drafted with one D line, and you go out with your front seven, and you don't want to draft a guy. You might have to be stuck with that deal. But you got great vets out here in the league, man, that'll help a rookie out. Man.
Right.
Don't take away from it.
This is a horrible tradition.
You know what I mean?
It's a
bunch
like
of great vets out here.
Like a nightmare to get
that's part
like
of the
that.
Deal. Hey, we're with Willie Henry. It's Kirk and Marianne, a Purple Evening. What is your pregame ritual? You listening to some gangster rap, little country?
Man, right now, I'm more rap.
Opera.
I'm going more rap.
Yeah,
right now, it's
rap.
To be honest, it's more Jada Younger. He's a new little Louisiana rapper.
I'm sorry.
I
yeah,
know,
Louisiana
I know.
Rapper. This is 98 Rock.
I
you
know,
understand?
I understand.
How
that.
Do you find a guy from Louisiana?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
Listen, I do, man. My guy, Tim Williams. Hey, another
Jimmy
guy.
Jimmy Williams.
Hey. He put me on a lot of music down in that area. He's from Louisiana.
Right.
So he kind of put me on to the little trendy music going down. I like music, so I don't mind where the
that's
music's
cool.
from.
That's cool. It's not known.
The Bay Area, the L.A., come down to Florida.
I didn't know they had scenes. I thought it was
everything.
All from one area.
Yeah, everybody kind of got their own thing when they rap.
Their own little recording
studios. Yeah, even Baltimore got their own little
thing
when they rap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
niche.
Yeah, their own little niche. You kind of got to catch
them. And this is called Rap R-A-P.
Yeah,
I will Google that.
Rap a present.
Yeah, everybody got their own lingo.
Right.
You're very easy to talk to. I'll try and get Tim Williams. I'll be like, Tim, got a quick second? And he'll be like,
everybody's different, though.
You know what I mean?
Come Tim Williams. Tim Williams is a great person. You know, I talk to him.
Yeah.
He's one of the closest guys I'm with in the locker room. So
some guys just don't. They look at me and they think like I'm going to try and get some big secret out of them or something. I'm just trying to fill 3 minutes.
That's all. You know,
when people understand
what you're about, that's all. Yeah. You got to be around us and understand that you're a good person. You're not trying to find nothing out
help
to
harm
us. I got to
spread
the word. So whenever
somebody...
you need the word, you're like, Willie Earl, come help me out.
Yeah.
I'll give
the thumbs. I'll let him know. You got the thumbs up from me. I got you. I'll let you know.
When you're at home, your doorbell rings.
Right.
Are you going to go and go, oh, I hope it's somebody selling me books?
If I give you the thumbs up, you can't go out there and do no wild things. I would never. Question that you went at. So I'm going to look like, wow.
No, it's okay, like, so Willie, this guy's a nut. No, I would never do that.
All right, perfect.
Because I got to be around 16 weeks.
Remember how the block used to be?
Yeah.
You remember.
You guys would get me off the block, but, hey, I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I'm coming right back on the block. The block was right there by the bathroom.
Yeah.
Hey, Willie, thanks for being so forthcoming. And
no problem. I appreciate you guys having me.
That's
man.
Right.
My pleasure, man.
Give it up.
I love it.
Thank you,
Willie. Appreciate it, 98 Rock. I appreciate it.
Going to look up Louisiana rap.
That's right.
Louisiana rap. It's Jada Younger, man. He's got some nice stuff out, man. I don't know. Got to have an ear for it.
That's right. 98 Rock, back with more next.